Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 25, and today's verse is from Surah Shu'ara, ayah 23. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I ask no reward from you for this, except the love of my near relatives. Imagine someone does something to help you or gives you a gift. Our natural response is to thank them. To bring us this great gift of Islam and knowing Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was mocked, abused, and exiled. How can we ever repay him? And how can we thank him? All previous prophets before him would say, I ask no thanks for this, my reward is with Allah. But in this verse, Allah asks the Prophet Muhammad to tell us the way we can thank him is through showing love for his qurba, his close ones. Through this verse, Allah has made showing mawadda, a strong love towards the Ahlul Bayt, a religious obligation on us. So how is it that we can show mawadda? Well, when there's someone whom we love, we will remember their birthday. If it's someone we've lost, we will remember them every year on the day they left us. We'll want to make friends with the people they like, and we'd stay away from the people who are hurtful to them. If you imagine your best friend, they're probably closest to you because you're the most similar. You like the same things. So if we are to show love for the Ahlul Bayt, we too need to like the things that they did, and to stay away from the things that displease them. I need to match my likes, dislikes, and behaviours to theirs. But when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam asks us to love his Ahlul Bayt, that too is entirely for our own benefit, not his. Amongst his final advice to us, the Holy Prophet said, I am leaving behind two weighty things for you, the Book of Allah and my Ahlul Bayt. It is only through the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt after the Prophet that his true message could reach us. To me, this verse makes me proud to be a lover of the Ahlul Bayt, for it is what Allah asks of us in the Quran. But it also makes me think about how I can follow them in my everyday to show a true gratitude for this message. Let's pick out the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Qurba. A little like qareeb, which we saw in just 2. Qurba meaning close relatives. And mawadda meaning love. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got figures of light surrounded by hearts. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.